This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We study the Quran, but we don't know really why we're studying. What the purpose? You know, especially I have been receiving from many people many requests. One of the sister, she's here, Subaida from Kerala. She has been asking to emphasize, you know, the grammar point of the Quran and something else. Some people have been asking me to emphasize, you know, to look for more linguistic questions in the Quran. Some people are more interested in the message of Quran. There's so many questions keep coming to me. So I realize really there are, certainly I can't, you know, do all those things, you know, so easily. So there are two problems I realize that people have, and that's why, you know, they don't know how to benefit from the book. First thing is, the example that come to my mind is, some people are, you know, like someone who comes to a restaurant. And the people in the restaurant, you know, ask him, what do you want? He said, no, you have to convince me what I want. Give your every food. Then he tastes from every food to know really what exactly he wants. So tell me, if he started tasting every food, will he really know what he wants? You know, he will be confused because there's so many tastes and he will not be very clear which one is better. He'll be confused. So I think what happens for many people when they come to the Quran, they exactly don't know what they're looking for. You know, they don't know. And some people, what happens is they listen to the videos of many preachers. And those preachers, they present the Quran as an impressive book. Impress people, they become, you know. So then they think, oh, if I learn those stuff, I also can impress the people. So, you know, basically Quran becomes like an entertainment. I don't know most of these things that people present, which makes Quran an impressive book. Most of them are false. They're not true, really. You know, they don't have, actually, they have mistakes, many mistakes. Somebody will explain to you the Quran. If you read the Quran, Quran always makes a difference between imra'atun and zawjun and ba'alun and this thing and that thing. Some people will make, Quran has, you know, such a clear difference between imbathaqa and infajara. You know, there's so many things going on, you know, how many times Quran use the word jinn and how many times insan and how many times malak and how many times shaitan. How many times Jannah and how many times Nar. You know, these things going on. They don't understand really that Jannah and Nar, they have many, many names. And sometimes you know Jannah without name. You know, Na'im, who is going to count these things? And how can you be so accurate to say Jannah is mentioned in the Quran so many times and Nar is mentioned so many times? And do you think really that what Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar Farooq used to do to learn actually how many... First thing is, nothing was complete at that time anyway. So how could they calculate anything? Meaning basically they died and they did not know the Quran. Because when the Quran comes, first revelation came, there was no surah. So it's impossible for them to calculate how many times jinn has come in the Quran, how time malak. They can't do this because the Quran was not there. They even don't know really what imra'atun and zawj had difference. If you look in their language, you know, They don't make the difference. It is not there. So many, many things which make Quran an impressive book, actually, you think they're impressive. They don't exist. Some of them could be, you know, I understand that. But most of the thing that you see is not, it is false, really. And waste of the time. You know, in the Quran, certainly, no doubt, has been served by many people. You know, and really, we make dua for them and we are grateful for them. Like Sibawai. You know, Sibawai, really amazing person, one of the, you know, most genius person in the history of the mankind, not only in Islam, in the history of mankind, the way he really put Al-Kitab, amazing, amazing work. Similarly, there are people like Ibn Jinni, you know, so many secrets of Arabic language. Amazing, really. If you look really, you think Arabic language like a miracle, the way these people have done, Jurjani, Zamakhshari, these people. Many people wrote on Balagha of the Quran and Balagha of the Arabic language, how eloquent the language is. You know, they have served this religion in so many ways. But certainly, think really, was Quran revealed so we become Sibuwai? Just think. Was Quran, Sibuwai is helpful, but the Quran never has been revealed to make everybody Sibuwai. Quran never has been revealed to make everybody Ibn Jinni. Quran never has been revealed, you know, to make people Bukhari and Muslim. No. Actually, the Quran has been revealed to make people like Abu Bakr Siddiq, Khadija, Aisha. They are the first students of the Quran. Just think of what they have got really. We people don't understand what Quran is going to give you much more precious than all these entertainments. You know, even if you look really all the difference between every single word, most time it will be false anyway, but even if you think you are right, nothing will happen. Nothing, you can't benefit anything in this world, neither hereafter. Allah is not going to save you from hellfire because you know the difference between Zawj and Imra'atun. It's not going to happen. Never, never really. Actually, the truth of the matter is, if somebody does not know anything from the Quran, but understand the message properly in his own language, and follows that, he is more guided than all Arabs. It is not so much about Arabic language, about the difference of this. It is much deeper book. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no interest to impress you. Who we are to be impressed by? Why he will be happy to impress us? There's no single thing in this book which is to impress anybody. The Quran never has been revealed to impress anybody. Quran is not really that people just, you know, praise Allah. Quran is to guide us. That how we can be guided, how we can be, you know, learned, and how it can help, how can it change our life. That's how the purpose of Quran is. In that way, Allah does not tell about himself more details. Only he tells about himself what can benefit us. That's all. He never tells about himself those secrets. If we listen or become so much impressed, but does not make a difference. You know, nobody can know Allah. If Allah will start telling about himself, nobody will know him really. He only tells that much which can help you to benefit, to be guided. That's what, you know, he wants to tell. He's not going to, you know, teach us, you know, all the details about himself and all. So this thing keep in mind really, that why we learn Quran and what Quran offers really, that is so powerful. You know, this book made the Prophet Muhammad prophet. He was not prophet before this book. This book made him a prophet. The only difference between us and him really is that he received the book directly from Allah through angels, so he became prophet. But every teaching of the Quran is same as to him. Those who follow the Quran as he did, you know, as much nearer to him, they will be guided. That what people are making effort, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar, that what makes change really. Otherwise, you can see in this world, people commit suicide. People have distress. People have everything. But there are so many Indian film stars and, you know, money and this and that. Some of them commit suicide and some of them this problem, that problem. Why? They have all the means, but they don't have this book. That's what we need really. Each one of you need to learn this book in a way to become like Prophet Muhammad. You know, save the humanity from the problem. People have a problem. You know, we need to save them. So this keep in mind, but nevertheless, that, you know, when people understand the Quran, they need to know, because, you know, if you want to know in Arabic language, certainly you need to know Arabic. You need to know the grammar. So some of those points are important. And maybe, you know, if I have time, I'll explain some of those points for you very well. But if you think that your task is to sit and the teacher is going to explain the Quran to me, so that is never going to happen. That never happens. The book has been revealed and it only guides when all the work is done by the audience, and then the book does. If people don't do anything, Allah has to do everything, nothing will happen, nothing. The Prophet Muhammad had an urge how to be guided and how to worship. Urge, which is killing him, basically. Then the Quran came in response to that urge. You need to have an urge. You need to know really what you looking in this book, and then you don't find, then the teacher can help. But if you don't know what you need really, if you don't have any urge, nothing, no teacher can help. If the students come into the class but they don't have any, you know, clear sense of what they want to learn, and no effort, nothing will happen. You need to do your best. Then the teacher will help you. Then you'll know. So this, is a very, very important to learn, really, that when we come to the Quran, what we are learning, really. What this book teaches, nobody can teach. Nobody. So in many points of the grammar, if you know Arabic, so you should be learned before coming to the class. And is there something difficult? You can ask me. If you don't know Arabic, then basically my teaching at the grammar point is useless. It can impress you that how great Arabic language is, but you're not going to keep in mind, because the grammar of every language is very complicated. So it can impress people. People can like entertainment. They can be very happy. But at the end of the day, nothing. And if you start teaching the same thing, all difficult question about grammar to your audience, yeah, maybe they, like people go for entertainment. Some people come Qari and they read Quran with good voice and a huge crowd come to listen to them. Yeah, why? Because it's entertainment. It doesn't help them anywhere. It does not guide them anything. Guidance is completely different matter. That what people need to learn about this. So, this surah, not only this surah, every part of the Quran is really amazing. And alhamdulillah, I spend time every day on the Quran, and I think and I understand more and more. And when I understand more and more, I became more convinced that we did not appreciate this book. We did not respect it, really. This book is nothing equal to it. Nothing equal to it. It is not really the difference between Imaratun and Zawj. That's not why the book has come. This is a much, much deeper book. It really changes the life.